festival, but also it's important for me to show in gay and lesbian and in lesbian festivals and women's festivals, because the film festivals have become a business and a strategy. So, for example, it's played this weekend too in Stockholm, Sweden at the Gay and Lesbian Festival. We said okay in July. 4 weeks ago, the festival, the Gothenburg, it's a big international festival. It's very important. They said, oh, we want your film. It needs to be a premiere. I said, oh, it's going to play in Stockholm again. I said, oh, we can't take it now. And I said, it's two different audiences. In Los Angeles, there's an independent, the woman, the Latina, and the gay and lesbian. They said, oh, you played the Outfest at the gay and lesbian. We can't program the film. And I said, why? It's the Latino festival brings Latinos that they never see lesbians in the Latino film festival. It's very rare to see a story of a Cuban lesbian.
Even just to come back, because in the 90s there was more...
It was more crossover.
Yeah.
Now it's like, because they make a special cast, you know, cast for your film, then you only belong there. In some ways it helps people get to have a place, but at the same time, it makes you stuck in the place. I'm making films for everybody. I want mothers to see it, and fathers, and straight. I want everyone to see the movie, because everybody understands what it's like to be disappointed, to feel like they don't let themselves be loved, you know. And but it's interesting to see it from an atypical character, you know. And then the film was about to be. It was about being as honest as possible. And when you're so honest, everybody's like, I look, I say, oh, she's so ridiculous. The mistake she made, I say, oh, she's like, oh, God, you know. I say, oh. But everybody understands that feeling. Yeah, you know. As a lesbian filmmaker, it's Verona this week has been a resourcing for me. I was so isolated. Making the movie is isolating. You work alone. I live in a garage. Not that cool either. Not that chic. The garage is like really like a garage, you know. But and so you make the film because you imagine, okay, I want to communicate with people. You're telling a story. You need people. Cinema needs an audience. You know, maybe in your life, not everybody wants to be an audience. You know, to what you're saying. But it's a communication. And then I want to communicate. I want to be there so I can talk to people. But if they don't have a DVD, if we don't get distribution, if it's not in a sala de cinema, what happens to the film? That's it. It is 1 year, 15 festivals.
Our question, if we can have the possibility to have these...
What we're going to do is we're going to put it on... because there's no more distribution for lesbian film. In a sala de cinema. In France, yes. In the United States, no. And even DVD is hard. But today, because of internet, we're going to put it on the internet. We're developing a thing, so it's like we'll be online. And hopefully in like a few months. And then stay in contact with all the festivals so they can communicate. Vagina Wolf is
a queen. And we can put the undertitles also in Italian.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, because now we have the traductions, the translation. Now we can make a version Italian.
Ask
we have
them
a
Francais.
Yes.
Like we have done with Miriam last year.
Because it's important for us to...
Yeah, because I was looking and I said, oh, it's going too fast. Sometimes I'll be like, I can't see. Because I know the movie, so I say, it's important to see the what we say and how we feel.
Yes. About that.